It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just like that, we're giving you a trip to LA to see her, Olivia Rodrigo, four times in a row.
6-day trip.
It's crazy.
Bananas.
So all you have to do is listen on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. A lot of you already are, because our listeners, a lot of them have transitioned over.
Bruh.
I get it. Your phone is your radio. Your Alexa is your radio. Whatever.
I just got to tell you something real quick about that, because yesterday, right, you know what, we was out and about at Rainbow Summer.
I saw you last night.
I got sat next to somebody who happens to be a longtime listener and a very important person in the city. Shout out Miss Alyssa Simmons, I believe. She's the director of public service.
Who does she work for?
She works for downtown Milwaukee.
Oh, Milwaukee downtown. Okay, I'm like, who does she work
for? It's the public service something program.
Got it.
Public service assistance, maybe?
DC, I get it. She has
whatever.
Something for
she's
the city.
Really, I was trying to remember what.
you're stuck on the
very
semantics.
Cool. You
doesn't
know exactly.
Matter, yes.
But she was like, my niece and nephews, they listen. They love you guys. They're obsessed with you. They moved away, but they still listen. And so when one time we called, I got through. They never get through.
Oh, no way.
They had to get out of the car, though. Guess what? We listened back on the Odyssey app. The key feature of that story.
Yeah.
Because on the Odyssey app, you're going to get a lot of things, like a trip to go see Olivia Rodrigo. So she plugged the Odyssey app, and I was like, yes.
Oh,
music to
nice.
My ears, Alyssa. Talk to me.
Well, you can get entered every day just by listening for an hour. So you can listen to, if you're listening to our show anyway, and then you plug it in through your car, and that's it. It's done.
Boom.
So good.
Like that.
Yeah. So make sure you have the Odyssey app to go see Olivia Rodrigo, like the girl you met last night.
Alyssa.
Very nice. What up, Alyssa? We have a lot to give away besides Olivia Rodrigo. We also have Charlie Behrens.
One.
That's coming into the Wisconsin State Fair.
Technically,
and
that's two now.
We've got third row to Young Gravy at the Wisconsin State Fair today.
Three.
On fire.
And I'm sure we're missing something because we got so much to give that we probably missed it. Go online. Check it out.
We probably are. Coming up next, it's the question of the day.
Okay.
And I want to talk about sleeping again because I got inspired by something I saw this morning. I haven't heard that song in a minute. What a great song to bring back. Cake by the Ocean. DNCE with Joe Jonas.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm more of a pie by the lake kind of guy.
Shut up.
But listen, Cake by the Ocean's okay, especially on a day like today.
I forgot when I just said the question of the day was going to be about sleep. I'm such a moron.
You threw me off a little bit.
Oh, I wrote it down that we were going to talk about cake, and ironically, we played Cake by the Ocean, and we're talking about cake for one reason and one reason only.
And why is that, Allie?
Today is a big day on this show.
Very big day.
It is your son, baby Sammy's, third birthday!
He's a winner. We're a winner. You're a winner.
Happy birthday, E2. Does that make any sense in Spanish? How do I say to you? Happy birthday. How do you say dear Sammy?
A-ti.
Happy birthday,
A-ti. I love this remix.
Happy birthday, A-ti. Happy birthday to my nephew, Sammy. Mwah.
I'm just letting you sing.
Happy birthday,
A-ti.
Feliz cumpleaños, auntie.
Let's go. Yeah, dog.
I'm so happy for Sammy.
I ain't going to say nothing because I might cry. I don't know how we got here, bro.
Dude,
I swear.
Three. He's the sweetest. I saw him last night. He's perfect, that kid.
I don't know how we got here. He's a good kid.
He's the best kid ever. Happy birthday, Sammy. Okay, let's talk about cake for the question of the day. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't.
Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The question of the day centered around the cutest kid on the planet, Samuel.
Happy
third birthday.
Go crazy, son. Go crazy. I mean, hopefully be asleep still, son. Be asleep.
He better be.
That'd be a great birthday present for everybody.
Stinking cute. Well, since it's his birthday, I want to talk about the best type of birthday cake in honor of Sammy, who I can't call Baby Sammy much longer, which is going to be a problem because he's not going to be a baby.
I don't think we could call him Baby Sammy anymore.
Danny's your baby.
Danny's the baby.
Sammy's the old one.
Sammy's a toddler.
I know.
Sammy's a young man.
I know. Sammy the gentleman.
Sammy the sir. Sir Sammy.
Sir Sammy.
Sir Samurai. It's crazy.
It's getting so old. What's the best? I already know what your favorite type of cake is, DZ.
But this ain't about me.
Yeah, but go ahead. Tell everyone.
Oh, personally, flan or tres leches, baby.
Say tres leches.
Because flan is technically not cake. Me and my guy got into this debate earlier. We're not going to go there. Flan isn't cake to me. Mm-mm. But tres leches?
It's cake.
That's cake. Three milks?
You have a specific texture that you definitely like, because both of those I don't like because of the texture. It's the texture for you, isn't it?
I understand.
Yeah.
I normally have random quirks about texture, but once you add sugar into it, my whole life changes.
That's most people, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah, right?
I'm not debating that. The best type of cake, that is the question of the day.
What's your best type of cake?
I am a hardcore. When I used to make cakes at home and I would eat half of them by myself on the days, a yellow cake with a chocolate frosting. I am the most simple, or a white cake even with a chocolate.
Either one,
but it was always yellow with chocolate frosting.
Okay.
And I love a good spice cake, but I'm a cakey person. I had this discussion last night with your wife. I said we went and got ice cream for the kids when we were down at the Marcus Center last night. I love cake too. And we went to get ice cream and I said, I'm just not an ice cream person. If you want to be honest, I'm a soft cake kind of girl when it comes to dessert.
Yeah.
That's what my vibe. Donuts, cookies, soft.
Soft
moisty cake. I said moist.
I know people is cringing, but that's okay. I'm not bothered by that word.
I don't care. That's my texture. So
that's my texture.
Ice cream isn't my jam, right? But a lot of people love it.
I get it.
So you have a texture thing as well. Everybody's got their type of cake.
I have a texture thing.
I'm a cakey girl.
And I'm a cakey girl.
I love cake.
Soft cake, moist cake. What up?
I love cake.
Which is weird because tres leches is the moistest cake of them all, but
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
You're not wrong, kind of. You're fine.
I wasn't going to call you out.
It's the flan I don't like.
Fair.
If you want me to be honest.
Listen, that's why I don't consider it cake.
Yeah.
But if you're asking young Sammy, Mr. Samurai, our baby, I can't say baby, he's 3 years old. Correct yourself, man. He's 3 years old. He's a man. He's getting a job next week. His favorite cake
is
chocolate Paw Patrol.
Oh, of course.
Rubble, to be exact.
It has to be a Rubble cake.
A chocolate Rubble Paw Patrol cake.
I heard Aaron telling him, you gonna have a cake with Rubble this weekend? And he goes, Rubble! He didn't care about the cake. All he wanted was Rubble.
He's all about the Rubble right now, baby. Yeah,
Paw
Rubble
Patrol's everything.
Everything. That's life. So chocolate Rubble Paw Patrol cake.
Okay, well, Natalie in Menominee Falls, our girl, texted in. She said, it's red velvet, always for the win, unless there's cheesecake. Alexis in Greenfield, she texted in. What did she say? She said, I make a strawberry milkshake cake.
Ooh, and are you bringing slices? What's going on? Hold on.
My son asked for it for his third birthday, and we've been making it for every birthday since he just turned 5.
Oh, he started a tradition.
Wow.
I love it.
Somebody said, tres leches, wepa.
Tres leches for the win, but that's not Sammy's choice, and today is his day. So.
And finally, somebody said, I love listening to you on the Odyssey app and do it all the time. Happy birthday, Sammy.
Appreciate both of those things.
Yeah. All right. So listen, what is your favorite type of cake?
It's your birthday today. Well, technically, it's Sammy's birthday.
It's Sammy's birthday.
Let's pretend it's yours as well. What cake are you getting today?
Oh, I cannot get behind the tiramisu, Kristen and Delavan. Please stop.
You better hush him out. Tiramisu is amazing.
Nope. No. Oh, Ebony texted in. She said, happy birthday, Sam. Her favorite's red velvet and cream cheese, too.
Hey, we got some red velvets in the house.
A lot of red velvets.
I'm not mad at y'all.
I'm not mad at you either. We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
The question of the day in honor of my nephew's birthday, a.k.a. DZ's son,
Sammy. Young Samurai.
Last night, somebody asked me about him. Did Aaron tell you this? And I go, oh, it's my nephew. That's not my kid. I go, but that's my nephew. That's what I was telling people. They are asking me questions.
They're like, who is this?
I go, it's just my nephew.
My nephew. Don't worry about it. I mean, it's valid.
It is valid. Okay, so favorite types of cakes. DZ is tres leches. Yum. Mine is a good yellow with chocolate. I am a basic AF girl when it comes to cake.
Easy, cheap, quick, love it.
My bestie, I call her, in Kenosha, Annie. She knows who she is. She was a TikTok friend on the show. Annie wrote in Funfetti. You had me at Funfetti.
Sammy would agree.
Girl, yes. Autumn's in Racine, though. Let's start with her. Hi, Autumn.
Good morning.
Morning, morning.
Talking about your favorite cake in honor of Sammy's birthday.
What you think?
Yes, very much like the tres leches, but it is the strawberry jello poke cake.
The who, the what, the what?
Sounds like a very, sorry, I'm going to say it, moist cake. It does.
Yes.
The strawberry jello cake? Does it not sound amazing?
And it sounds gelatinous. Yum. So talk to me. What does it actually look like?
No, it is not gelatinous, though, because it ends up like with a tres leche, like texture. Like moist. Oh my God, it's so bubbles. Good. So you just make a white cake and then you poke it with a straw all over.
Okay.
And then you put strawberry jello in it and you let it set overnight.
Oh, you talking to me, Autumn?
That's amazing.
Oh, there's more. Wait, the infomercial.
She said, but wait, there's more.
All of a sudden, Allie's going to quit keto and gain 50 pounds.
You call now and you get two.
What else?
It's the frosting. The frosting has to be. Do you know what Dream Whip is? The packet?
No.
There's like a Dream Whip packet in the baking aisle, and you mix it with like water, and then you also mix it with a vanilla pudding, and it's so light and creamy and not too sweet, and it's just this cold cake that is moist in the summer. It is absolutely phenomenal.
I'm starving.
I wrote all of this down, and my ribs are hurting because, yeah, I'm hungry now. Autumn, way to go. You started it off with a bang. Now I don't know what to do.
Nobody's going to top that. Thanks for calling, Autumn.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully.
Bye.
Bye.
Keith in Milwaukee wrote in, German chocolate. Blech.
German chocolate is the worst. What?
No.
Oh, you are bugging.
Wait, am I getting German chocolate mixed up with something else? I'm thinking of one where there's like coconut around it in the frosting. Which one am I getting?
Coconut in the frosting?
I know what I'm thinking of. I'll look it up, but let's just go to Darnell next because we have so many people who are sharing their favorite type of cake in honor of Sammy's birthday. Darnell's in Milwaukee.
Darnell, what up?
I want to start off by saying happy birthday, little Sammy.
Appreciate you, Papa.
We can't call him baby Sammy now.
No.
For real.
No, grown man Sammy. Sir Sammy, we call him.
Sir Sammy.
Sir.
Even though he'll tell you, no, it's just Sammy.
He's three.
He will correct you with the quickness.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to hug his little cute self. Okay, what's your favorite type of cake?
Yeah, talk to us.
So my favorite cake, I would have to say either tres leches, especially if I make it.
Yeah.
I will bring you guys some when I get back from Mexico.
Say less.
When do we get back? When do we leave?
I leave Thursday.
We leave Thursday.
Got it.
Yes. I'm driving down there. So.
Oh, you leave Thursday. Hey,
goodbye.
Drive safe. Big dog, drive safe.
Not leaving on Thursday.
I forgot. I got a whole thing to do this weekend.
Good talking to you,
but I will be listening to you guys on Odyssey app.
That's what we'd love to hear.
And then also, I guess it could be the chocolate cake too, or the yellow cake.
Okay.
We stacking cakes.
Especially if I make it.
He said, I got to whip them both, though. You know, I ain't trusting nobody else's hand but mine.
All right.
Say less. I love it, man.
Have a great time in Mexico. And now we'll see you with the cake when you get back, Darnell.
Bet you won't call us when you're
Alrighty.
Out there. What up? Bet you won't call us when you're out there. Later, fam.
All right.
Peace. It is German chocolate I don't like because of the frosting. It's this stuff on the top. That's not the coconut stuff on the top that makes me crazy on German chocolate cake. I hate the frosting.
I guess I didn't realize it was coconut.
It's a coconut pecan frosting. I don't like it.
I just get distracted. It's good to me.
We have so many texts on your favorite cakes. Who wrote in and said anything from Costco? Tammy in Sussex.
Y'all just don't care.
Tammy in Sussex said any Costco cake.
Whatever.
He's on day three. Austin's in Kenosha this morning. You might get a theme song.
He's on fire.
Woo, Austin, what's your favorite type of cake?
So mine is, my mom's been making it for me for like the past like 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's red velvet all day.
Shout out
all the red velvet lovers.
Right, he came in the clutch. All right. Anything special about it, though? I knew there was a but.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom also used to make my grandma her birthday cake every year. And when she starts making a pineapple upside down cake in the house, it was game over. My grandma got lucky if she got a piece.
You said grandma was lucky if she...
A good pineapple upside down cake is...
I felt that in my soul.
Is...
Oh, hey, heavily underrated.
Underrated, I
underrated.
Agree.
Underrated. My dad, he's not the cook in the family. Let me just say this.
But he can make one.
When he throwing a pineapple upside down cake in the pan.
He's very passionate about it.
And we were passionate about it as well. Mm-hmm. That is the only time you catch me like scratching my neck, looking real, real itchy, looking like I'm fiending, bro. All I'm saying is that'll make you feel different.
Okay.
Wait.
Austin, thank you for calling.
Appreciate
we got
you,
more
man.
People, and I'm not done talking about cake. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We'll holler at you later, man. Day four, let's go.
What, DZ?
Peace. Hold on. Hear me out. Austin just inspired me.
Why?
A pineapple upside down. Tres leches cake.
Well, that's what somebody texted in and said, pineapple upside down cake. I make a layer cake with fresh strawberries, strawberry mousse, and vanilla frosting.
Yo, we're changing
so
the game.
It's one or the other, they said, for their four-year-old.
Can I get a cake for Sammy's birthday?
For real. You guys, I'm so hungry now.
Now I'm inspired.
Steven in Muskego said his favorite kind of cake is the Dairy Queen Oreo cake. We got to go to Sergio in Milwaukee. And you know why?
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Haven't heard from this guy in forever. I got back on my Snapchat recently. He's on Snapchat.
Let me dust
Sergio,
this song.
What the hell? All of a sudden, I get this message. I see Sergio. I go, oh, that's where Sergio is. He's on Snapchat.
I know a Sergio, and what? I ain't talking Pettis.
Sergio. I can find you on Instagram and Snapchat quicker than I can find you on this show. That's a problem, okay? That's a problem.
What's up, fam? Long time no talk for real, though.
What's your favorite type of cake, Sergio?
Well, recently, my birthday was on Thursday last week.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So what I had that I recommend is like a chantilly cake.
What's that?
It's like a vanilla cake with like white frost or vanilla frosting on top, and then fruit on the inside with frosting on the inside as well.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, that sounds like it is right up my alley. Where'd you get it from? Or is it homemade? Uh-huh. What happened?
I think my mom got it from Sam's Club or somewhere around there. Oh, so
it's accessible.
I don't know where she got it.
It's accessible.
Costco,
that's all you had to say.
Sam's
yes, sir.
Club, you had me at hot dogs and cake. Let me
listen,
tell you.
If
let
I can drive to it, yes. Yes, Sergio. Okay.
Yes.
But otherwise, my other two would be tiramisu and tres leches.
Yeah,
the
papa.
The two worst. I mean, no offense.
Hey, chill out. You're
no
getting
offense.
Real disrespectful.
Wait, actually, German chocolate's the worst.
There,
I take
there
that back.
You, I'll give you that.
Sergio, gotta go. See you on Snapchat. Bye.
Later, fam. Peace.
Whoever texted in lemon with raspberry. Oh, that's Erin.
Oh,
is she wrote
I was going to say, she told me. Hold on. I was like, is that my wife?
She wrote the birthday boy's mom. I told Erin, I can't tell who some of the texts are from. It's Erin. She said, lemon with raspberry. That's your wifey.
She said that. Okay, wait. Now we go. Hold on. We go argue when we get home because that's not what she said she wanted for her birthday. That's not the cake she said she wanted for her birthday.
This is a What Would DZ Do? My wife said she wants one thing, which is her birthday's in a few weeks.
Her birthday's next. She's next in line.
Lemon with raspberry, the birthday boy's mom. And I read it word for word.
I know, because, see.
You know what? You call her off the air because I'm going to break it up with something funny. But you can call her and argue about cake, okay? The last one I want to read is right below hers in all caps. It says, ho, ho, cake.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, I wasn't trying to start a fight, but I may have.
Well,
okay?
You did. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't like I dropped the bomb and walked away. I didn't know it was a bomb when I dropped it. I was just reading a text.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I was just reading our texts.
You knew what you was doing and you instigated it.
You know what? Forget you. We were talking about the best birthday cake.
Yeah.
For Sammy's birthday.
It is my son's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, what inspired part of this conversation. And then my wife had the audacity to join the conversation and talk about her favorite cake being a lemon raspberry with cream cheese frosting from Nothing Bundt Cake.
Oh, she didn't even add the cream cheese. She just texted in and said lemon with raspberry that for her favorite cake. Oh, now we got cream cheese frosting.
Now she's adding a whole bunch of things, right? Because I hit her up disgusted with the fact that not that long ago, she had just told me what cake she wanted for her birthday because she's next in line.
Yeah, she's coming up.
Her birthday's in August. So we're going, huh? Bet I'm now mentally locked in on the lemon Uh-huh. Nothing bunk cake.
Yeah, that's the one she wants the lemon bunk cake in your mind. That's what you're going to get.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going, you want lemon. But then she texts this morning, talk about lemon raspberry is her favorite, though. So I'm stuck in this pickle going, now, is it
lemon?
Is it the lemon cake? Is it the lemon raspberry with cream cheese frosting nothing bunk cake? Or is it now the Dairy Queen ice cream cake that has entered the chat?
Oh, now she brought up the Dairy Queen ice cream cake.
Oh, yeah. I got the private message about the top layers of cakedom in her life.
We get off the air and DZ goes, hold on.
Yeah, man.
She told me she wanted a lemon cake. I'm more confused than ever.
You want to know what gets my panties in a bunch?
Yes.
It's when my wife tells me one cake.
And then
mentions another. For on-air conversations, and now I'm conflicted internally going, which cake do you want for your birthday? Do you want your second favorite cake for your birthday? Because that's not it.
I gotta find the Ryan Gosling clip from The Notebook. What do you want? Tell me what you want!
I feel like Ryan Gosling, yes. Yes.
What do you want?
Yeah, man. So I told her, we're gonna put you on blast. And we're gonna see what should
DZ do? Which cake should he get? Because now I'm actually with you. I don't know what the hell she wants. I think you should get the lemon with raspberry, but
that's not what she said. Those weren't the words that came out of her mouth a couple weeks ago. Not even a week ago.
She changed her mind.
She knows we were in the car because guess what?
What?
It was when we were leaving Hibachi. Oh. Now I'm remembering in my mind.
A week ago.
Because we were literally about a week ago.
Uh-huh.
We were right next to there.
Yep.
So she goes, ooh.
Oh, we were by the bunk cake place when we went to Hibachi. That's what triggered the thought.
Over off of 76.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
It's all coming
together. Thank you. Right. Put the gloves on. Ding, ding. Yeah, because she goes...
No, I'm not putting gloves on. You guys are putting gloves on.
My gloves are on. So we slide by, nothing bunk cake.
Yeah.
And it's closed.
Bummer.
We missed it by like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it closed early.
They closed at like 7.
Yeah,
something
it's a
like
cake
that.
Place. I get it. Why would it be open till 10 p.m.? There's no need. Go home.
Insomnia Cookies is open till about 5 in the morning, so go ahead and fight me on it. Why would a cake place be open that late?
Because we want cake all the time.
The sales of Insomnia Cookies begs to differ. Why a treat place should be, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I digress.
So you're by the bunk cake place.
She's all sad. They're closed. Wah. No bunk cake for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the conversation inspires. But for my birthday,
she says,
I want the lemon. No raspberry.
And that was all she said. That was all Aaron said.
Curveball.
No. Oh, curveball.
We see the raspberry one on the advertisement as we're leaving. And I'm like, ooh, but the lemon raspberry.
Wait,
and she goes.
Stop it.
Word for word. I go, ooh, lemon raspberry. Because I love raspberry.
Yeah.
Mm,
okay.
Right? So I go, ooh, what about that one? And she goes, yeah, nah, but for my birthday. So when today rolls around.
Wait. Aaron said to you, she said, I don't want the lemon raspberry to you that
hand
day.
Hand to Bob, bruh.
No
hand
way.
To Robert.
So now Aaron's texting in.
My favorite, though, is lemon raspberry. And I'm going, okay, fam.
You're going, tell me what you want.
Tell me why. Right? Yeah, tell me. Yeah.
You change
all of that.
Your mind every day. This is what we do.
So what should I do? Because now I am also conflicted. I'm about ready to just get all three because I didn't even know the Dairy Queen ice cream cake was an option here.
I didn't even know she was going to bring that in. Heather in Shorewood said, well, just get them all. That's what Heather in Shorewood said. Somebody else said, please her and get both cakes.
Oh, well, there's three.
Is this what's going to happen now? We're going to have to buy 17 cakes every birthday now, depending, because just to not screw it up? I don't get behind that either. That's money.
I got no advice because I need all of the helps. Yeah, please.
Bella said she wants all of them, DZ. Get them all.
Oh, okay. Maybe we shouldn't open the lines up because I feel like y'all are getting real aggressive.
You better deal with it.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, we've entered the fight.
Ding, ding.
Between Aaron and DZ that Aaron didn't know was happening.
Oh, she knows. I told her I was getting in the bus and throwing her under it before I got in the driver's seat. Yeah.
We're talking about how she told you she wanted a different cake, and now she texted in and said she wants her birthday's coming up.
There's like five cakes in the chat now going crazy.
She said lemon, and now she's saying different things.
Lemon, raspberry, and now there's a Dairy Queen ice cream cake in the mix that I didn't know about.
Dude, mm-hmm. Amanda and Racine needs to go first. She said her babysitter's coming, and I quote her. She said, I gotta go first. If there's one thing we can relate to on this show, it's babysitters and kids and family stuff. And if you got to go, you got to go.
You got to go. So real quick.
She doesn't know I'm listening to this either because she listens to her religious gospel stuff. So.
Okay, she doesn't know. I mean, it's okay. Everybody got their own
I don't care if you're religious, but
listen, we're wasting time.
We're entertaining. Oh, sorry.
We
go
are
ahead,
wasting
Amanda.
Time. Amanda got to go.
Sorry, go. What do you think?
Okay, so I think you could do a fun date night and get all the cake. You like pretend like you guys are getting married again and do cake samples. Hey. And you get all the cakes.
Oh, wait a second. That was actually genius. A cake sample. Do they do that?
Because you don't normally got to pay.
I don't know.
You don't normally got to pay for that. Like, you just pull up. Yeah. I mean, and if you do got to pay for it, it's a small deposit. Okay, Amanda. Yeah. Okay, Amanda. Quick advice. Great advice.
I actually think the cake sampler might be it.
It might be nice. I like that.
That was a really creative thought.
That's going in the bucket. Say less.
That's a great thought.
Saving you money.
Hey. No, Amanda thinking like a real one. She thinking like a real one for sure.
Absolutely. All right, Amanda. Good luck with your babysitter, and thanks for the good advice.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye, fam. Peace.
Renee's in Cedarburg. She also was worried about staying on the line. She said she's on a back road. Renee, are you there?
Driving on the back road.
Good morning.
Morning, Renee.
Hi. So, maybe she included the raspberry lemon to include you because it was something you thought would be really yummy.
And then share her
birthday cake with her, and it would be fun.
Trying to spin it, so now I'm the bad guy, Renee.
No. She's the good guy. You're not the bad guy. She's the good guy, and she should be on her birthday. You're not the bad guy.
I actually like that. Yeah, no, she did say she liked it too, though, but okay. I'm just thrown off because now I'm feeling like I do got to get all three cakes.
I think that tasting idea sounds like a lot of fun, though, too, because then you can put it all together and get a babysitter and be like, hey, we're going out. Be like,
Amanda hit it on the head. Honestly, I like that, too, Renee. You're not wrong.
I agree. I think
sounds like a lot of fun.
Between the sampler and Renee pointing out that Aaron's just thinking about you, I love the advice you've gotten today, GZ. This is great.
Oh, so we're locked and loaded. Answers answered. We don't need nobody else, Renee. We appreciate you.
Bye, Renee.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Can you turn me up real quick? I have something for you
DZ.
I have something over here for you.
Can you turn me up real quick?
Can you turn me up? I want to shout out to the person who said, buy your favorite cake, DZ. Aaron doesn't know what she wants. You are on suspension, whoever wrote that in, because it's Aaron's birthday. I'm sorry, not yours.
Yeah, that's facts.
Not yours.
Security. What is that supposed to mean?
Money!
You've
got a lot of money.
What do you want?
You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch.
I was looking for the notebook scene where he's like, tell me what you want. Oh, wait, listen to this. Somebody said, just get a small one of each. Nothing Bundt Cakes has those little personal ones. So get one of that and then a little ice cream cake.
Let me stop you right there.
Oh, no, what?
She was very specific. She does not want the little Percy ones.
Oh, she said she does not want the samples.
Full size.
Okay, never mind.
Full size only. The sampler might work, but we still leaving with a full size something from somewhere. That's what I got to tell y'all. We could sample all we want, but she still wants a full size cake to bring home.
She wants the full size.
She wants a full size.
Somebody said you can cake test for free at Sima's. I did that for my wedding. Just pretend you're getting married again, they said.
Listen, y'all having me out here doing reckless illegal activities, and I support it.
Are you going to get multiple cakes? What are you going to do? You haven't even said what you're going to do now.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I feel like I should get multiple cakes.
Yeah.
I think that might be the safest option for me to do.
Somebody texted in and said, wait till the week to get her opinion. If you have to get two cakes, get two. It's not like you're making them. Plus, you'll have leftover cake to share with your co-host. I don't eat cake. Apparently, they're new to the show.
They're brand new to the show.
I lost 150 pounds, and I don't eat cake. But you can totally... It's Aaron's cake, first of all.
It's her cake. It's her day.
Why would you bring it to me if it's her cake anyway?
Well, I mean, people are just trying to think of solutions for
us. Yeah, I know.
Though I do appreciate it, I think I'm just going to have to get all the cakes.
Somebody said, as a 2024 bride, cake tasting boxes are not free anymore, but you could do a cake charcuterie board. Oh. Heather in Shorewood said, I'll make them all for you. Does Heather in Shorewood bake?
Heather in Shorewood bakes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, she bakes. She's about that life.
And then somebody said, Dairy Queen does cake in a cup.
No, no.
You won't go get one of those and then get your full cake? Like, she can have it all, okay, is what I'm trying to say. Get the mini, because remember, our coworker got a ice cream cake delivered. He did not know who it came from.
Right.
But let's point out the fact that that half sheet cake was $46 because the price was on it. And we went, the half sheet's $46?
Yeah, $50. $50 really
I'm choking
small
over here
cake,
hearing
yeah.
that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You're not wrong.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
That's crazy.
So if you're going ice cream cake, it's cake in a cup and it's probably still $15.
Yeah. You know? 15, more like 25.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I appreciate
what is your wife saying,
all
by the
of
way?
The advice.
What is she saying as she's texting you?
Uh-oh.
What's her input?
She's not texting me at all.
Ooh, uh-oh. You're in trouble.
Uh-oh. I'm getting all three Ooh. Cakes.
It's Allie and DZ, and I'm so excited because on the show with me today, I've been looking forward to this interview all week. On the phone from the Wisconsin State Fair, the big dog. That's what I like to call her. The woman in charge. She is the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, Sherry Black. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me, Allie. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you. And I have so many questions about the fair. We've been giving away tickets to Charlie Barron's this week, which is on the 8th. We've been giving away tickets to Young Gravy. We're giving away Third Row this morning. Still haven't given those away yet, Sherry. So I hope nobody leaves because it's going to be very soon after this interview.
Exciting.
And we're excited about Young Gravy as well on August 3rd. But so much happening at the fair this year, right?
Oh my gosh. I just cannot believe it starts mm-hmm. next week. You know, you work for 18 months
yep.
and all of a sudden now it's upon us. But yes, yeah. we have so many amazing new foods, 100 new foods and drinks.
What?
Can you believe that?
No, that's yes. How do you come out? Like, how do you even go through the list, Sherry? Do you sit there and get so many submitted or do you pick? How does that even work?
Well, that's part of the Sporkies. The Sporkies is the one where people will submit their amazing creations mm-hmm. and then we select the top finalists mm-hmm. that we use for the Sporkies competition, which will occur next week. Mm-hmm. But as far as the 100 foods and drinks, our vendors, we are so fortunate. Our vendors are absolutely amazing and extremely creative people. So just having the right vendors in place that have those wacky ideas. I mean, yeah. one of them is bug juice.
Yeah, my kids brought that one up. What am I supposed to do with that one, Sherry? Have you tasted it yourself?
I have not, but I don't like bugs. I don't want to eat bugs. I don't want bugs crawling near me. It's crazy. The bugs are actually in the ice cube in the drink. And so then as your yeah. ice cube melts, and the pictures on our website, wistatefair.com,
yeah.
It shows you that they just float to the top. Oh my gosh, so gross.
I see it right now, Sherry. I'm talking to Sherry Black, the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair, and I am blown away right now looking at the bug juice on the Wisconsin State Fair's website. It is green, and it surely has the bugs in there. Look at that. Okay.
Well, the ants, there's caramel on the rim, and then there's black ants all on there. But it's not
chocolate.
Cookie. I thought it was cookie crumbs. It is not. It's ants. And then they put a scorpion as your little topper.
Wow. Well, that's crazy. 100 new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair. And you know, I have to bring up, Sherry, I have to bring up, it's my varsity letter jacket, I call it. The fact that in 2006 and 2005, I was the Wisconsin State Fair cream puff eating champion. And I have the trophies to prove it. I'm very proud of this, Sherry.
Well, who knew we had cream puff royalty among us?
I'm right here the whole time. You guys have how many cream puff flavors now? Because it is the 100, is it the 100 year anniversary of the cream puff?
It is. The cream puff started in 1924. Yes. So celebrating 100 years. And in the celebration, we have some new flavors. So I'll run through them really quickly.
Yeah.
Root beer float, raspberry cheesecake, mm-hmm. English toffee, and chocolate birthday cake. So if you check out our website, we are serving them on various days. So you want to look at the calendar for your flavor, and then you want to be early because you'll probably have to line up. Mm-hmm. We're only selling 1,924 of each flavor.
Oh, so it is come and get them or you're not going to get them, essentially. These are for the true fans. These are for the true fans, you know?
These are. Wow. And then we have a golden ticket surprise. So you'll want to check out our website about all of the things that we're doing for the cream puff.
Oh, that sounds fun. I even see also under the new foods, there's a cream puff soda now too. Look at that.
Yes. Yes, my goodness. So you can wash down your cream puff with a cream puff soda.
Dude, this is why I love the fair, Sherry. This is a heaven. I mean, come on. Everybody loves this. So much fun. Between the food, the rides, it really is one of the best things. My kids and I, it's one of our core, you know, happy memories every summer, I feel like. The fair is starting next Thursday, starting on August 1st. So you guys are a little bit, about a week out or so. I'm a little embarrassed, though, as I'm talking to Sherry Black, the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Sherry, DZ had to run out, but can you believe he's never been on the big slide? What is that?
No, like, don't we all start doing that, like, when we're three?
Seriously. I mean, I wish he was here so we could shame him for it, because I told him, I said, this is your year. He's going to love that thing. Even my kids have been on it 1,000 times.
Yes, it's like, the best part is they have to wax the slide before we open. So then there's like an all big like call out to anybody on the park that wants to go down the slide. And everybody, of course, runs over to get that ride.
Sherry, although if sometimes... you don't call us when you do that. So I'm putting DZ on right after you wax the slide. That is my goal this year.
I know. Isn't that funny? So then all of us are like calling our kids, like, get in here, because you have to have so many people go down it to have it ready.
Yeah.
Those first few, sometimes they go a little far at the end.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. The Wisconsin State Fair kicking off in a week. I'm so excited. August 1st through the 11th. So we get a whole bunch of days in a row of fun, and I love that. I want to talk about some of the deals you have going on, because families, and especially me, single mom, I love the fair. I feel like it's affordable. I enjoy that. And you guys have lots of deals, like your $11 meal deal, Sherry. So tell everyone how to save money to go to the fair.
Sure. So, of course, everything is listed on our website, so you can get all the information there. But just to touch on a couple, Hunger Task Force opening day, you will get in for $5 admission if you bring in two canned vegetables or fruits. Need to be healthy, of course.
Yep.
as well as we have other opportunities for our military, because we love the military, absolutely. Travel Wisconsin also has a great deal for out-of-town guests. So make sure you look at those on the various deals. But the new one this year is the $11 meal deal, which is amazing. So if you look on our website, there are 30 vendors participating, which is a lot. So it's not like you just have to get a hot dog and a bag of chips and a soda. There are numerous options. There's also dessert options. I think that is really going to help people when they're paying attention to their budget.
Yeah, because I can just look at my kids and go, okay, you got the $11 meal deal. Here's what you can pick from. And then it will be all versus where I'm like, ooh, now we're getting the fried Oreos, and now we're getting this, and we're getting this, and we're getting that, and we're getting that. I love that. That's a good idea for families, for sure. The rides are back. Right, Sherry? We love the rides. Yeah. We got the big slide and all the rides, my kids' favorite. And they're excited because they can go on some of the older rides this year. So we're excited about that.
We have some new big older rides, which is always exciting because, as you can imagine, these rides are very expensive.
Yeah.
So we love to bring in some new ones. New this year is the Crazy Mouse, which is a roller coaster.
Fun.
And that's always, everybody always loves roller coasters.
Yeah.
It also moves quickly because they can run a number of people at a time, so you don't have to wait in line as long. And then another one, it's called the Kraken, and you will go upside down, spin around. Yeah, so it's very exciting, and it's a very large ride, so you're very high in the air.
And Sherry, as a parent and who's been to the fair every year with my kids, and I can't wait to go again when it kicks off next week, I will say I feel like the wristbands are the way to go, because you can go buy the individuals, but you really should go with some of those wristbands, which I see on the Wisconsin State Fair website as well.
Yes, and we're only doing the wristbands during the week this year, so
that's
make
good to know.
Sure that, yes. So, of course, wristbands are a great deal, but there are also some other deals that you can take advantage of. We have a coupon in our bargain book.
You can ride the Wonder Fair wheel for only $6. That's a good deal. That's good.
It is an amazing deal. And we do have everything. if you plan out your trip, visit the website first, because there are so many options. If you buy early, you will save a lot of money.
You know, that's really good advice. Go to WIStateFair.com. Look at all the deals. Look at the 100 new foods and go. And that's the best way to save money and go to the fair and make it affordable for the family. Well, and I'm most excited because, you know, Young Gravy is coming. And we have not only a VIP suite that we've been giving away to listeners, but this week we're doing fifth through first row, and today is third row. So people can still get tickets for Young Gravy, right?
They can, on our website, of course, or here at our ticket office.
Oh, so fun. All right, well, I'm going to play Young Gravy right now, Sherry. Is that okay?
That is amazing.
And then
thank
I'm going to give away these third row tickets. So if you've been listening, I've been talking to Sherry Black, the CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Sherry, thank you for coming on. I cannot wait for the fair next week.
I cannot either, and thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to see you here next week.
Well, we'll be there, and please don't forget to call me when you wax the big slide so DZ can be the first one on it and have the ride of his life, okay?
I will do that. Thank you, Allie.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day. We'll see you at the Wisconsin State Fair.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love having Sherry on, and I'm so excited about the fair. Young Gravy coming, 103.7 KISS FM. And we've been giving away fifth row on Monday, fourth row on Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. We're at third row. We're giving first row on Friday. But Becky is calling in Menominee Falls. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Hi. You are caller number 33. How about that?
That's so awesome. My daughter's going to be so happy.
Aww, we're going to send you to the Wisconsin State Fair, and it's not just the Wisconsin State Fair. You're going to be in the third row at the main stage for Young Gravy. How cool is that?
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Have you ever seen a show at the main stage at the Wisconsin State Fair?
I have not.
Oh, it's great. It's a great place. And so I'm so excited. You're going to be there in the third row. KISS FM will be out there. We'll be there. And it's going to be fun. And you can still get tickets on the Wisconsin State Fair's website. But you and whoever you want, you said your daughter's going with you?
Yep.
Nice. How old is she?
She's 19.
Oh, she'll have the time of her life. Well, have a great time at the fair. And I'll leave with one question is, what's your favorite fair food? I have to know.
The cream puff, for sure.
Did you hear all of the things the CEO, Sherry Black, said when she was just on the phone? All the flavors? Did you hear those?
I did. I might have to check those out, but there's a limited number.
Limited. But the chocolate birthday cake? Ah, chef's kiss. I'm here for it. It sounds so good. Well, hold on, Becky. I got to get more info, but you're going to see Young Gravy in the third row. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.